Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5, 6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I'm faithful. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
That's
funny.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is T to the A-T-C on Blog Talk Radio, A-T-A-Z, T Live. This is the third time the silent stepchild, the coolest name, matter of fact, has been on this show. I mean, hey, that's the coolest name right there. Every time I be thinking about it, every time I see it, man, the silent stepchild, man, that's a cool name right there. So, how you doing, cuz?
Doing good, man. Just
chilling. How you been, man?
I've been doing the same thing, the same exact thing. The Silent Chronicles. How did you? And I know when you get an inspiration, you get an inspiration, bro. And then you chill out for a while. Then you strike it back up again. I'm like, so what encouraged you to do this project?
I was just really in the lab, just making a lot of beats. I actually thought the project was going to be longer than what it was because I actually sent out a lot of beats. Everybody turned their song in. I don't know. I just wanted to put something out. And it's really just putting it out for people who know me, not really trying to make nothing big off of it. Just really felt like putting some music out. It's been a while since I put out my own album, so.
Right. And on the real, I'm going to be honest with you. When I do my music, I do it just mainly for my friends, mainly. Like what's his name? Method Man said the same thing. He said, I do the music for my people. I really ain't think about nobody else.
That's how I felt when I did this.
Yeah, and when I listened to it all the way through, I was, you know, I didn't listen to it all the way through because I wanted to save a little bit back. I just listened, I hit a little bit, then I stopped it. Hit a little bit, then I stopped it. But I was feeling it, man. I'm just like, it's that same groove you got. You got your own style. And do anybody ever come up and tell you that anytime I hear one of your beats, I know it's you?
Not really. I'm sure I have people that I've worked with for a long time know, you know, my style because I sent some songs to one of my boys from a long time ago I used to work with when I was in high school. And he was like, yeah, man, I still get the goosebumps when I hear your stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, I could tell. If it was on somebody else, I'd be going, man, that's either the Silent Stepchild or somebody close to what he doing. And every time I hear yours, I know it's you. Because I can just close my eyes and go, yeah, that's his beat. Yeah, I feel that one. Yeah. So I'd be loving it all because every time I hear one, I wore out. There was one song that you had gave me like the first time you came on, and I think it was Move. It was called Move. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the guy who did that Fast Away.
Say what?
So the guy who actually recorded that song passed away.
Oh, wow. I used to rock that song every time, like, a guest don't come in. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm interviewing black people, and, you know, sometimes black people forget, and they don't call in. Then I'm left here stuck because the time rolling. So I got music in the queue, and I would always rock that joint. Boy, I love that joint. Every time I used to rock, I'd be like, man, I like that joint right there. So, yeah. The first one I want to play, because I'm going to play four.
Okay.
Want That Old Thing Back. And I love the title of it. And just tell me who actually, I know somebody, you know, ripped it on the song. Who's the artist? And just give me the information before I play it.
Live Handles. And I think his name is Papatino. Originally, I used to do songs with Live Handles back when I was in college. He actually pulled the other feature in on the song. But, yeah, like both from Cleveland. Everybody on the album is from Ohio, basically, but yeah, both of them, they're from Cleveland, you know, they came through and did what they had to do.
Want That Old Thing Back, Silent Stepchild.
The Silent Stepchild.
Like yesterday, while chasing the better way, hitting power plays, doing our team, creating waves. Folks used to rock with us, they called us Bray. Some folks close, just like a clean shade, check it. couldn't trust them anyway. Still stayed the course, came with that live bang. Still made the choice, go live and maintain. Moving everything, whether hell, snow, or rain. Listen, we made a straight up pact to stay intact. Putting our powerful back, steady hitting them with tact. Leave them on their back if they go against the pack. Love all the kids, give them everyday facts. Make sure they boss up and learn how to stack. Take care of their own kind, never make move with rats. Every day is a gift, that's why they call it present. Be stronger than the best to the last. We ain't gon' stop, bringing it back, live won't die. You know live, making it happen, real hip hop. Love it to death, keeping it trapped by my side. Yeah, we want that old thing back, the real hip hop. We want that old thing back, the realness, yep. We want that old thing back, the real hip hop. We want that old thing back. Even Mr. Dave, he is spit, boom, back. We can't go back. I remember when you used to throw that. And I ain't talking about that fatty, never that. We was on some old take over the world for the stacks. True live shit, yep, bringing that old thing back. We did the battle rap scene and we scraped the dough up. You was like, live wire, time to blow up. Time to roll up and make everybody hate us when we show up. Knocking them down as they all try and line up. Started traveling, college shows with cousins. Paradox in the silence, stepchild production. Jack the Ripper put me on the illness with rugged. Felonious villain ways with my day one brethren. Can't forget me, Quiet Storm, cause without that woman, I wouldn't have met Big Vic, illest producer. Folks asking me when I'ma come out. I'm just trying to dodge life, ride shit, and feel how I bang out. Ain't gon' stop, bringing it back, live won't die. You know live, making it happen, real hip hop. Love it to death, keeping the strap by my side. Yeah, we want that old thing back, the real hip hop. We want that old thing back, the realness, yep. We want that old thing back, the real hip hop. We want that old thing back. Even with today's when we spit, boom, back, check it.
The truth, yeah, to the young black youth. They wanna make thugs of you, then put slugs in you. They need somewhere to place the blame, so it's because of you. Like you ain't learned from dead rappers what drugs to do. Hey, yo, lie. Thanks for hitting me up. You know that's like calling a connect for the re-up. Yeah, we in the kitchen cooking stew like a D-boy. This the 80 crack on the track the fiends enjoy. Yeah, I'm from the era of the shell toes and B-boy. Never ran with Decepticons or the decoys. Feeling like the last dragon, Bruce Leroy. You know that kid that glow when he flow. Oh yeah, the D-boy fly in the jet, son. Oh yeah, I'm Elroy, a child of God, but still a give him hell boy. With the sickest, the sinners, the syllables. Smacking the hell out of these niggas for them subliminals. Let's go.
We ain't gon' stop, bringing it back, live won't die. You know live, making it happen, real hip hop. Love it to death, keeping the strap by my side. Yeah, we want that old thing back, the real hip hop. We want that old thing back, the realness, yep. We want that old thing back, the real hip hop. We want that old thing back. Even Mr. Days when we spit, boom, back, check it. Yeah, yeah.
We ain't gon' stop, we ain't gon' stop. I love it, man.
Yeah, I had to get his name right. Poppy Chuno.
Okay. And then
yeah,
you said everybody. You said everybody's from Ohio then?
Yes. Every track, everybody's from Ohio.
Nah, I know Ohio got flavor to me. I'm from Ohio too. So, I mean, I know. But you live in Virginia, right?
Yeah, still live in Virginia. But originally from the OH10, Steubenville, Ohio, 43952.
And you don't find no, you can't find no cats where you at?
I used to work with some cats down here, but I prefer working with my Ohio peeps.
Yeah, right. And you do have a lot of them because that's how I got, I'm trying to think of the girl's name because me and her still,
She speaks.
Boy, she be ripping. I love the first thing I heard from her. She be ripping it. So, yeah.
She's very dope. Did I send you the Mud Renaissance 2 album?
Uh-uh.
I have to send you that one too. We did the one we did in June. We did one in June too.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I'll send that.
that's my people though. Every time, and you know what? She be changing her style every 5 seconds now.
No,
on the real,
she's very versatile. I think
like okay, the pictures.
She can hang with the best of them.
Yeah, the pictures. She'll come one way, and then she'll glam it back. I'm like, that ain't her, is it? you know, hair color didn't change, ain't got the glasses. What? I had to tell her one day, hey, you got to stay straight one day and keep it straight for me. Because every time
that's
you flip
right.
up, I'll be like, that ain't her.
Nah, she got skills.
Yeah.
I just hope. Actually, their whole city got a lot of skills. She's from Toledo. I feel like somebody got to make from there because they have so many artists.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? Ohio has so many artists as a state, if you ever think about it.
No, I agree, but I've never seen so many hip-hop artists condensed in one spot. I mean, not
Toledo,
hip-hop,
huh?
But they have a lot of good people out there. A lot of talent
I remember
mean,
one night
people in Stephenville, Cleveland, everything, but yeah.
I remember one night I was in Germany and the DJ just jammed the nothing but Ohio groups all night long.
Oh yeah, because we got a lot.
And I didn't even know there was a lot. I didn't know the lead singer from Slave was from Ohio. I knew Bootsy was, and I knew Zap was, and I knew Kingman Daz, which is the Daz band, was. It's just so many groups. I knew Vesta was from Ohio. I knew when he played Arsenio's rap album, he's from Ohio. It was just crazy, man.
You could go through
Ohio a lot, and not saying we the livest state, but we one of them.
Yeah.
For real.
One of the most talented states.
So, you still working with the machine? With machine?
Yeah. I don't think I'm straying away from that no time soon. I'm
okay.
real comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, because
you got the first one when it first came out, right?
Yeah, because my MPC it broke.
Right.
I couldn't get my MPC fixed, so I gave the machine a test, and then, I don't know, I've been with it ever since then.
Yeah, I know. And I was thinking about switching because I work on software more than the hardware. And so I was like, I thought about switching. I said, nah, I ain't going to switch. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Because, like, my cousin, the one that rapped, that was on, he was on the show one time when you was on. And he loved all your music.
J-Bugs?
Yeah, J-Bugs. Yeah, he loved all your music, man. So he told me, he just straight up told me, don't you change, stay where you at. Because you come out with beats like in 5 seconds, you stay where you at. And that's the only way, he said, once you get comfortable in one spot with the one piece of equipment, you can master it.
Yeah.
So I said, cool.
That's really how it is.
I'll just stay with this software, and every time the software have an update, it ain't too much of an update because I already know it inside and out. So I just go with the update and work with the little new part of it. Well, I done got that. But I went and bought the Sparkle, the Spark LE. And it's cool.
To be honest, all I know is machine. People be telling me about plugins and all that stuff. I am so oblivious to anything else but what I have.
You sound exactly like me. I could care less because all I need. What I'm going to do, man? By the middle of next year, I'm going to buy $1,000 worth of beats from different areas. And then go to work and with the software. I use that Magic Studio, Music Studio, but it's like generation 13, 15. I mean, they change up almost every year. They got something new on it almost every year. And so many little plugins within the software that you don't need to worry about no other plugins. You just use the ones that's in there. So I'm going to get $1,000 worth of sounds. And just go to work, being here making beats so we can keep doing these jazz sets. Because I only got two more albums in me. as far as words. But two more. But then again, I'm going to be honest with you. I hear a beat, I get motivated. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That motivates you right there when you hear the song.
That's the truth, because I retired like three times.
I remember you said that. Yeah, I remember that. Hey, you know what? Remember, and I like to bring this up. I bring it up with other artists too. Remember when Jazzy Jeff was doing his project in his studio and he was posting every day?
Oh yeah.
And me and you was on there every day.
Yeah. I was on there every day. And then as soon as the album dropped, I was right there buying the album.
Yeah, me too. It was crazy. So I sent him, and you know, he's talking about doing an album in 7 days, right? And I said to myself, on the real, we drop in 3 days when I go to Virginia. I go to Newport News, Hampton area, where my boy is at. I go down there, and we do 24 tracks in 3 days.
That's crazy.
I already have the music ready. I already have the words ready. I send them a pre-production CD so they can, you know, listen to the words and get it together. And then when I get down there, it just records. I tell the lady at the hotel I need to be on the top floor where there ain't no noise. They put me in the corner. Yeah, in a motel. I set up a little mock studio because I got that Boss 1600 digital recorder that I bring with me. But I'm getting ready to get another one that's a little smaller so I can fly with it on the plane.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. I forget what the brand it is, but I seen it, and it's got like 16 tracks. That's all I need because I'm already have the music all on one track and already have it already done. So people can just sing against it. So next year, hopefully, I'm going to Virginia, and we're going to record a gospel CD.
Now, you know you just told me you got two albums in you.
I
wanted to do it like in a week. When I first thought, like, had the idea, I was like, you know what, I was making a beat. And I said, well, actually, it started off as I wanted to do a single in a night. I was going to make a beat, send it to somebody that had recorded that night, and then we was going to
post
it. But that didn't work out, so I said, okay, let's try to make an EP in a week. It ended up stretching out to be about 3 weeks, but I had beats ready. I was going to send them out to people. I wanted them to record that week, bring it back, master it, and then really put it out there. But people was kind of on their own schedule. So next time I do it, I'm going to try to see if I can actually get it out like that.
Yeah, I come to them because, you know, the people I'm with, they don't know how to, you know, do anything else. But I do all the electronic stuff, the computerized stuff, because they don't know how to record their voice and do all that.
Yeah.
Only one person know how to do it, but that's the only person. And I'm like, she ain't the only one going to be on a CD. So it's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? So I go to them usually and record with them. I wish we could do it like that and people would be, you know, as diligent as, you know, as we are. Because as soon as I send it, I'd be like, man, you need to send that back in 3 days or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So what do you master it through?
Right now, I'm just using preset mastering in Sonar. So when people send me a track, there's like a preset mastering plugin. I just run it through that. But if I really want to get a mastering, Cousin Fourth Disciple actually has a mastering setup where he actually does it professionally for people.
Oh, okay, cool.
So anybody listening ever need mastering, hit him up. He has great prices.
What's his name again so the people get it?
Fourth Disciple, Sales Son.
Okay, cool.
He did a lot of work.
I know, but nobody else don't know. Yeah, I know. Hey, do Sales still mess around and do music?
I haven't talked to him in a long time, but I'm going to say yes, he does.
Yeah, me too. And I want to say that too. Now I'm sorry, I can't, man. I have so many friends that do music and live performances. I know sometimes you might have checked it out on Facebook when I posted.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you been linked to me.
I need to tag you in them. That's what I need to do. I just need to have where.
It.
I have.
Yeah, you've been tagging me because I've been seeing videos. This one lady, I don't know, I don't remember the names because it's been a few.
Gwendolyn Collins.
She had a
probably.
Really cool video. Her video was dope. It reminded me like of an old Puffy video or something like that. Like she had real professional cameras, a real professional setup. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, Gwendolyn Collins. She's been on the show before.
Okay.
They just got back from London. Performing over in London.
That's what's and up. That's where the money is.
Well, yeah, you ain't lying. Overseas is. They're more appreciative of American music. Let me quit talking, man. Let's get to the music. the song D-Ball.
Okay.
As soon as I played that, man, I was like, I like that song.
From Steubenville, Ohio. His name is MC Animosity, but we grow up knowing him as D-Ball. It's funny because when I sent him the beat, I named the beat D-Ball, and he just ran with it.
Okay. Okay, cool. This is the name of the track is D-Ball.
The Silent Stepchild.
You Mr. Ellis, now let me get on this pulpit. Most of the time when I get tracks, I hope it ain't that bullshit. My flow is easy like Sunday morning, easy like Ruthless. Them niggas from the city is deadly, they fucking shoot kids. Southside endured genocide is what the truth is. Crack mandatory, kill niggas, what the news is. I'm unapologetically black, fuck your crew kid. Police always want to profile, but yo, I do this. Switch gears fast and I'm tearing up your new list. Don't sleep much, only couple of nights I do rest. Warrior of rhymes, survive more than a few quests. I ain't saying my shit better, I'm just giving you my true best. Niggas got problems, and for the answer I do test. Don't come expecting something for nothing, you gotta prove shit. I've been multiplying it, I ain't, yeah, I think you grew less. I hit him in the head like Checker, I'm on my movement. Yo, watch me kill all of this shit, and I see y'all chasing waterfalls to the cliff and hit the free fall. Brothers on that pridefulness, I'm on my people. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. Watch me, I'm a Castile kid, it's Total Recall. I'm Quade, pick a time and a place, and I will meet y'all. Southside from whence he came, I'm on the seesaw. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. Animosity D-Ball, it's the same thing. Been through the storm, I can tell you what the rain brings. Once I learn my truth in the booth, I remain king. Channel all my energies and just let the pain sing. I can never leave hanging, feet dangling. But I understand the danger of the yang and yin. I kill summer, fall, winter, and I slain spring. Two-stepping with this chronic, it's my Mary Jane swing. I'm born rotten, lyrics make your brain sting. Leave you lumped up and leaking in a bloodstained ring. You would sacrifice it all in hope to gain wings. You hit with the venom, now move on the same strings. I'm a lyrical caboose, roasting when the train steams. Growing on my journey, trying to figure what my lane means. I'm MCing back to the essence as the game leans. King and queen conquer world, still it's the same thing. Yo, watch me kill all of this shit, and I see y'all chasing waterfalls to the cliff and hit the free fall. Brothers on that pridefulness, I'm all my people. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. Watch me, I'm a Catskill kid, it's Total Recall. I'm Quade, pick a time and a place, and I will meet y'all. Southside from whence he came, I'm on the seesaw. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. My whole approach overflow, my style blames the sound waves. My whole life I should have known what's really in the name. A lot of dangerous minds fucking up the hustle, yeah, it's crazy. Facts is facts, so fuck you, misguided this generation with misinformation. Nothing is sacred when it comes to population. The art of MCing don't seem to compute. It's programmed to make you only think about the loot. Cats fake the funk when they really can't spit.
imitating everybody. They really need to quit. Wanna MC and just keep it real. Build on your craft like any other skill. I let the biters bite and I just rock crowds. I'm giving much respect to the silent stepchild. Spit the real hip hop, man. Never sell your soul for some quick fame in this rap game. Yo, yo, watch me kill all of this shit. And I see y'all chasing waterfalls to the cliff and hit the free fall. Brothers on that pridefulness, I'm on my people. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. Watch me, I'm a cap spill kid, this total recall. I'm Quade, picking time and a place, and I will meet y'all. Southside from whence he came, up on the seesaw. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. Watch me kill all of this shit.
Yo, yo. This is poet, author, Mark Lacey. That's M-A-R-C-L-A-C-Y. And you are listening to ATAZP, recorded live right here in the ATL. Don't forget to check me out at www.marklacey.com. That's www.marclacy.com. Read about the critically acclaimed The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within, and Reflux. And don't forget to keep it locked at ATAZP, recorded live.
ATAZP, live on Blog Talk Radio. That's my boy, Mark Lacey, spoken word extraordinaire, book writer, author. We usually do a live poetry night, and we're getting ready to give it to you. I talked to him a couple months ago, and it's me and him. We read pieces and somebody else, another newcomer, but it's always me and him. And with me writing the things that I write, like hip-hop, it's easy to put it in spoken word, really. But, man, hey, that D-Ball song is going to be one of my go-to songs, boy. That thing, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, Cat. That's a hit right there, boy. That thing was, he showed out all the way through. So after the show, I'm going to need his info because I want to see that cast some beats for real. Hey, man, profits that you go under, you just send them the track and they actually do what they do?
Yep, that's basically it. I send them a stereo track, they record it, and most of the times I get the vocals back. Then I'll just mix it.
Okay, then, cool. I just wanted to know because I'm like, man, that thing was tight, bro. That was tight. I got to tell you, like I said, that's going to get a lot of play around here.
It's funny.
That's
going to
get a lot of play.
You have You have the same response as Horace Fly.
He said the same thing.
He hit me up as soon as he heard that song.
Oh my God, I love this. Yeah, like, hey, me and Horace go way back when we did that song about DeVille, long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Out there at King Studio, long time ago.
Wow.
He hit me up. He was at King Studio, and he needed another rapper. Me and him had been in a contest over in Weirton. So I live, like, right down the street from King Studio. So he called me, he said, man, Tim, I need you to come through, man. I need another rapper on this track. He told me where he was at. I said, okay, I'm coming through. Man, I just walked in there and ripped 32 bars and then told the dude, let's go back over. He said, no, you good, you good. I said, no, man, I want to do double voice. He put me on another track. I did double voice. We talking about 1979? Yeah. No,
Didn't he have an 8-track back then at King Studio? Same King Studio. He had like an 8-track back in the days when nobody had an 8-track.
Right. And a DAC machine, too. So, I mean, it was crazy, dog. I just walked in there. I didn't make no mistakes off the top of the head. And then I did double voice. And a horse in there was like, man, I know I can't do double voice. I've been messed up. Man, I did it all in two takes. I was done. They're looking at me like, man, this dude just walked in off the street. But it's crazy, man. But, yeah, that is my idol. I'm going to be honest with you. I always tell him that. I said, man, you my idol, dude. Because he played a couple of instruments, put the beats together and everything like that, so it was cool.
So, okay, you talking about Horace?
Say what?
Talking about Horace or Sam King?
No, Horace.
Oh, okay.
Sam was
yeah, Horace.
Sam just had the studio. He didn't do nothing.
That's funny.
Horace Sam ain't do nothing.
Horace was like my mentor. I posted the other day, like, if it wasn't for Horace, I wouldn't be able to make beats like I make now, because he's the only person that really let us freely come in and record in his studio. We were teenagers, hungry, too poor
right.
to get equipment, and Horace would let us come in and record. So,
yeah, that's my cat right there. And if our song would have got out, we probably would have been in Hollywood, not knowing nobody in studio real now. I'm being honest, though. We probably
yeah.
would have been, like, you know, they would have been inviting us, like, we'd be on all the old school rap and going all the way through. But I kept on going, and I kept on listening. So I probably would be, you know, on the radio station somewhere, you know, Big Time or Sirius Satellite or something like that. But, yeah, they would have been talking to us like they talked to Teddy Riley now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy, though. I love that song, and the other song I wanted to play is Current Affairs. And I had a song for my presidential CD called World Affairs, and I started to name it Current Affairs, and when I seen the title, I was like, and I started to name that song Current Affairs, but I went with World Affairs. So what is Current Affairs about?
Current Affairs was recorded by my dude, Big Eddie Bauer. That's who actually got me back making beats like this all the time now, because he's been a DJ all over the state of Ohio. I used to work with him in college. He's the host of the Mud Renaissance album. Like, the Mud Renaissance albums come from him. That's how I got to work with all the Toledo people, because he's like, yo, we're getting older, let's try to hit it hard one time. So,
right,
yeah, Big Eddie Bauer, that's who the performer is, and he basically just came back to picking up the mic, trying to talk about all the stuff that's going on right now.
Cool. This is called Current Affairs, Silent Stepchild.
Current Affairs. I'ma talk to y'all a little bit on this one, huh? Big Eddie Bauer, baby. Fuck with me, though. Yeah,
give me my
come
son.
On.
Give me my son.
Stand for something, Colin Kaepernick. Don't give a shit about politics. Take your pick. Yeah, they both evil. Republicans win, now they dominant. Democrats preaching hope, false prophets. Yeah, they both see through. My suggestion, stay low. Don't get caught up. Get your money, run the bag up. Yeah, yo, your family needs you. Don't worry about a flag. Kneel down and pick your brother up. We struggling today. Yeah, our people need you. Spread love to the veterans. They sacrifice their life and minds. Fuck the government. The bullshit they feed you. The president's a degenerate. Tasteless, racist, a nation. The people chose this man to lead you. Don't trust the police. They devilish the black men. Hoping and wishing to use force is lethal. Then get on TV and change the narrative. Say it's justified. He had a gun to appease the people. And vilify Black Lives Matter when they're simply saying that we die and take the time to look at us as equals. But at the same time, in every inner city neighborhood, we kill our own daily. Should they believe you? Before the benefits of reparation, self-love needs to be the forefront of our own existence. Otherwise, our demands from the world won't be heard or matter or really ever make a difference. Train your mind and your body every day. Hydrate and concentrate to improve your conditions. Get off your ass, don't ask for no handouts. Plan your goals out, my nigga, then go and get it. Keep your family close, be prepared for the worst combination of faith and preparation. And keep a chopper on deck in case we gotta ride that. Turn the south, birth of a nation. Stay humble and respectful, but never lose sight of the fact that this country is really racist. It don't matter if you live in the woods, Hollywood, the birth of hood, or if you a hood adjacent. Some people try to hide or disguise their feelings with coded language, some are more blatant. Don't let your white friends say nigga in your presence, check they ass on sight, call the foul flagrant. And don't be spewing racist rhetoric around your kids in your home like they're stupid or they mind vacant. Or they could become domestic terrorists cause they piss building suicide bombs in their mom's basement. The sad state of America is that we losing whole pride, confidence in our own nation. Get the green by any means, live the American dream, should be the one and only mission statement. Bitch.
give a fuck about how you feel about these bars, nigga. Living with scars, nigga. Black man in America, huh?
I love that one too, man. We need to be picking up the mic. Tell him I said that.
I tell him. Oh, he has been.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Been sending me all. Okay. He's been sending me all kind of stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. I need his contact information. It's like I'm trying to gank your crew, but I need his contact information too, so I can have him on the show.
I'll send you both of them, him and D-Ball.
Yeah, because
MC and the monster.
Yeah, that. Hey, man, I tell you, when I heard it, I heard a little bit of it before I, you know, put it in the queue. But I was like, I like that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
You told me he really wasn't trying to rap, and made it even more better for me. I'm like, well, he need to keep doing it.
Yeah, we should do it big in college, and then you know. We all start getting older and getting into life, and then I guess it's coming back full circle. Our kids are getting a little older, so you can get back to what
right.
We love going.
So can you tell the people where to go and get the project and also hit you up as well, your information?
You can hit me up on Facebook, just at Kareem Ellis. That's my government. The project is everywhere, Amazon, Spotify. You can stream it for free if you want. I don't care. Just play it.
And it's the Silent Chronicles, correct?
Yeah, the Silent Chronicles, Volume 1 by the Silent Stepchild. It's very possible that there will be a Volume 2. I'm slowly working on it, so, yeah.
I'm sure it is.
But now, I know before we got on, I'm sorry, I'm hijacking it right now. You said something about releasing a couple albums in January, so I'm curious what you got coming.
Well, I'm getting ready to play one of the songs from one of the projects. It's the name of the project is Powerhouse Hook. It's just named after one of the songs, no particular way, because normally I talk about being the president of the United States, but this got a little twinkles of political stuff in it, but it also got other stuff in there. It ain't all political. And this first song I wanted to, play you is a true story. And the name of the song is Pointed at Her Sucks.
What? Say that one more time.
Pointed at her stuff. She pointed at her stuff. It actually happened, bro. But this is a true story. I'm gonna play the song. I'm gonna play the song.
Met this freak at a store one day. Happened to catch her eyes looking my way, so I paid it no attention. She came up to me and said then, would you like to buy this CD? I thought to myself, girl, please be. So I laughed and smiled at this cutie. She had big lips with a thick old booty. I said, buy a CD, please girl, why? She says, I have a friend who's gonna die at her bedside. That was her plea. Buy her CD of Diana Reeves. I said, feed her good, then she will belch. Here's $2, buy some orange wealth. She started to laugh, I made the girl even smile. Then we talked serious for a while. Thought nothing of it from that day. I called a few times to see what she had to say. But being a player, I had to play. I went out to pass the time away. At the 49er club, I had a date. The girl I met was gonna steal my face. She said, I waved, and that was it. It seemed to hurt, I treated her like shit. I walked around headed for the bathroom. Bumped into some people, and guess whom? The girl that I met
looking fine as hell. She said, is that all the conversation? I said, well, you really didn't talk to me on the phone. You wasn't there to hold me when I was alone. I got with this girl, and that was tight. I like you too, but I can't tonight. She got pissed and she was drinking, which made her yell out things she should have been thinking, like, don't ride with her. She yelled real tough, you can ride this. And she pointed at her stuff. After that fiasco, things started to click. I was puzzled, confused. Should I talk to this chick? Enticed by her methods, I didn't front. Her friend gave me her number, so I dialed her up. She sounded so sexy, my heart is rushing. I said I looked in her, and now the blush is. She was in awe, but clearly was intrigued. I said I can't stand it, it's you, I wanna see. So in an hour, I arrived at her crib. She wasn't living alone, so she had a kid. A cute little girl, didn't matter anyway. Cause with the curly eye, it will make me stay. We talked to each other for only half a night. I didn't expect to get any, and that was alright. A girl can turn me on if she's wild as a goose. Every one of them busted is my tightest loose. So in a few days, I went to see her again. Yes, this was the time the TAC to get on in. I wanted to tease her, please her all the way through. This was making love, not sex, and I wanted to do. After we got busy, it was nice. Come to the crib, make love, not once but twice. Suddenly my heart was changed, I had feelings way above. Not only was I seeing her, I was in love. I needed her more than anything in the world. She was once my lover, but now she's my girl. My love wasn't weak, artificial, or plastic. I wanted her for my Mrs. Fantastic. To have people look and think we're in to flaunt the style, because we're the shit. We did go fast, but not in a rush. This started when she pointed at her stuff.
Because I lived it.
Yeah. Those are the easiest ones to write.
Say what?
So those are the easiest ones to write. The ones that you
read. Yeah. You're so correct about that, because if you lived it and you know it, you could just write it right there off the top of your head without even putting too much thought in it.
Exactly.
This next song is Miss V. She's one of the girls that used to sing for me. We did this song a while back, man.
Is this the same album, or is this going to be on a different album?
The same album, Powerhouse Hook. And the name of the song is Everybody Knows.
Okay.
And let me get it here.
Everything. The liturgy I speak in open time, thoughts of restraint can penetrate the seasoned mind. Feel me? When I roam all through your raps, it's only me, the one that you're coming after. You have to know the love is top peak. Even in your sleepwalking, it's me that you see. You ask me why, but I'm no Dick Tracy. Might have an answer if you wear something lacy. You know I got to keep it real. For you, Lois Lane, I got the black steel. Hollering and screaming until it's over. Like sweet chocolate, call me Russell Stover. Melting your mouth and I can't deny. You naked on my white bear rug, fly. I get love not from them other hoes. It's only you, babe, and everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody's lyrics that sing.
I
know that's surprising. Yeah, I know. But I wish people would sing and come in with their own lyrics, but they don't. And I'd be like, well, don't worry, I wrote the lyrics. Like one time, I challenged my boy to do the lyrics. And I wrote some just in case he didn't have none, right?
Yeah.
So I said, let me hear what you got. And he started singing. He started singing about when we was in Germany. I just crumbled my lyrics and threw them away, man. I said, I'm good. This is good right here.
You should have kept yours, too. You could have maybe used them for another song, though.
Yeah, you're right, but it was I was so impressed with his. I just like, man, skip that. We ain't using mine. But, you know, use mine on my part, but you singing that right there.
So do you actually sing it out to him, or you say, here's the word that you make? Okay.
Yeah, I actually record me singing it so they know where the words land, you know.
Okay, and the melody and all of that.
Yeah, but I'm no singer. I can't sing. Now, I get you there to understand, but see, Miss V, we did about 73 maybe 73 songs, and she never messed up.
I think you mentioned her, because that name.
Yeah, and I think I might have said some of the stuff she did.
Yeah.
But she never messed up. Not one time.
And that's who you want to work with.
I came in there, and she'll listen to it like two times. She go, okay, I got it. And when she say, I got it, I'll be like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, those are the artists you love to work with.
Yeah, that don't do any mistakes at all. This last one I got is it's called Haters in My Way. I wrote it because a lot of people at the job, they was hating at the fact that I did a radio show, I did music, I wrote stories and stuff like that. So I basically wrote it for them, and they got a big kick out of it when I played it for them.
That's hilarious.
It was under another beat. This is the beat for the new CD, but it was under another beat back then when I wrote it. Here it is.
In the country, punks in the south, living by punks, we need to watch them out. These simple little niggas can't keep a beat. Get the sheet lit so they can read and see. Feel what I'm saying when I punch the rap. See the wizard get a brain to comprehend that. I know y'all slow, ain't got no education, embarrassing other blacks all across the nation. Get too many words and your brain gets baffled. In line for the wisdom, pick a number like a raffle. Can't go in reverse, cause they won't understand. By keeping it simple, it's a master plan. Thinking Nixon in the 60s, Watergate leak. Reading's fundamental knowledge you need to seek. Pac said keep rapping at a high art. The way these bumps are flowing, it will come apart. These haters all in my way. Every day they got nothing good to say. These haters all in my way. Oh, these haters all in my way. Every day they got nothing good to say. These haters all in my way. Another 16 for your mind to split. When you open your mouth, you better come with some shit. Talk like Simple Simon, the famous pie man. Walk up in the sector, get hit in the eye, man. All that bull that you're trying to express. GD nigga, go take the test. Learn how to flow with something to say. These words out your face, something to convey. So in the street, keep it simple, that's hot. No wonder busters like y'all go and get shot. To answer this, I will supply the beat. Might take y'all years to make words this sweet. Niggas can't write, pick up a pen. I motivate y'all to do this again. For every battle lost, that is a sin. Undefeated bitch, I always win. These haters all in my way. Every day they got nothing good to say. These haters all in my way. Oh, these haters all in my way. Every day they got nothing good to say. These haters all in my way. These haters all in my way. Every day they got nothing good to say. These haters all in my way. Oh, these haters all in my way. Every day they got nothing good to say. These haters all in my way.
That's funny. It's funny because the reaction you got out of them, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They got a kick out of that. They were tripping on that.
I know you got a gang of beats, man. You just played three crazy beats.
Yeah, yeah, that one is so, the way the little keyboard on it goes off and kind of brings it back in. It's like, man, that was crazy right there. So I like the sound of that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got like about maybe about 2,000-3,000 beats.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like I said, no way. You got more than 2 in you then, man.
Nah, it's over. I'm on year 5. I got year 6 to go, year 7, year 8, and that's it. You only got 8 years as a president, so.
You can rewrite
so I might do a couple beat CDs. I ain't going to say nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess do a little introduction.
You can rewrite the Constitution. You can rewrite the Constitution. It don't have to be 8.
Yeah, yeah, that would be cool. You give me ideas, man. I'm out. Get off the phone. You give me ideas. I'm going to play your song, No Shave. Where y'all get that from, and give it to me, and then after that, we're going to be out. After that song, we out. No Shave, tell me about it.
No Shave. It's funny because No Shave November. That's Julian Thompson out of Toledo. To me, he's one of the most talented cats. You know, I send him something, and then he come up with something creative. He got a crazy flow, and then he wrote the beat perfectly. That's actually one of my favorite joints on the album.
Okay. Cool. Silent Stepchild, I want to thank you for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me again, man. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, man, one day you need to come in and co-host.
Definitely.
And meet,
it's fun.
And meet some artists.
Definitely.
That way you'll meet some artists because I got a lot of people coming through at the beginning of the year. So I'll hit you up.
All right. That's what's up.
Here we go. We ended it with No Shave.
Yeah. 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 Swag. Fuck that shit, look. On to the new. Got rid of my favorite things, threw away the razor. Tossed out the shaving cream. Haters throwing hook shots at me, but they ain't Kareem. Focus on my fiddles, big plate. Watch me scrape it clean. Used to smoke the type of pot that made pants useless. Off-white, now they translucent. Life is a beach, watch me try to bring sand to it. You cookie cutter in a gingerbread man, prove it. Knock off your whole block, make your shoulders pop. The dough is locked, so I drove a grand dam through it. I caught a breeze and the fans blew it. Young Cam Newton, look. Young Donald with the blueprint plan movement. The old Trump caught grooving to the clan music. I bet you laugh while watching them tap dance to it. I learned how to press pause while they playing stupid. Been working double, keeping everything low key. Reveal something fake niggas wouldn't dare show up. Still I remain solid like the stepchild. No Harry Potter been sleeping under the stairs longer. You played out like Ed Hardy. Wearing a wire, you undercover like dead bodies. And I feel inspired to turn the whites into red bottoms. Bitch ass nigga, you don't belong in a man column, I stand by him. How you independent if your mama and your girl got you? Fly mouth passport for your world travels. I'm telling you that don't nobody work harder than a chick with smart titties trying to twirl tassels. Dress to kill, show up in something black as silk. Low cut, she hopping out with her back revealed. Had a seat, sat her gun on the nightstand. Ate the kitty, made her smile, that's a happy meal. Cutting mouth, you feeling for oxycontin. Got him swimming at the bottom of this absolute vodka bottle. Aquaman, no floaties, I'm a different swimmer. Rev up an engine and fuck an idle position sensor. Been had the it factor, used to cloud a little. Used to roll, swish a sweet, split him down the middle. Movie action, no mail, I'm here to clout your visual. In the game, got the coach pulling out his whistle. At welfare with your Section 8 housing issues. Bend over cause the government's about to fish you. Your bitch left on my dick and she used the same mouth to kiss you. Young Mike F, baby powder print you. Been working double, keeping everything low key. Reveal something fake, niggas wouldn't dare show up. Still I remain silent like the stepchild. No Harry Potter been sleeping under the stairs longer. You played out like Ed Hardy. Wearing a wire, you undercover like dead bodies. And I feel inspired to turn the whites into red bottoms. Bitch ass nigga, you don't belong in a man column, I stand by him.